dry. High temperatures near 100 both days. Not quite as hot Thursday and Friday with temperatures around 93 for a high, but still dry. Fall officially begins next Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. One person is dead and another is seriously injured after a wreck Sunday night. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says this happened just before 7 o'clock last night on Gardner Road off Highway 94. The cause of the wreck is under investigation. Montgomery's Booker T. Washington Magnet High School could soon have a new home. The school burned down a little more than a year ago. MPS officials say they have submitted an offer to buy the former Holy Cross Episcopal School, which closed in June. If approved, the sale would then go before the MPS board for final approval. And happening tonight, the River Region Young Democrats are holding a town hall for the candidates for Montgomery mayor. Stephen Reed and David Woods are now in a runoff. That runoff election is October 8th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
Here it comes, radio's most exciting game for fabulous prizes, the Name Game. Do you have a name? Incredible prizes can be yours just by playing Blue Water Broadcasting's The Name Game.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our station website.
Win fantastic prizes such as a sportsman's package, a cruise, a big screen TV, dining experiences, and jewelry.
We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? Lucky you. You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name too. It's the Name Game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back, folks.
Wow.
News and Views.
We had royalty.
I know.
We had royalty up here.
I forgot to ask him. I've never brought it up with him. Is Fredo actually a racial slur?
Fredo?
Remember Chris Cuomo had a run-in with some... I mean, the guy did act kind of like a punk, but he got all hurt. Like, how dare you refer to me as Fredo? Of course, there's, like, footage of Chris Cuomo calling Don Jr. Eric Trump Fredo. So it's just like, I love how these folks get caught in their own words. And one of the latest ones I mentioned before we hit that top of the hour break is Beto O'Rourke. Beto has changed his tune. Now, maybe it was the mass shooting in El Paso, but there have been a lot of mass shootings in this country, tragically so. But Beto has changed his tune from just the last year. You know what I'm talking about, right, Jack? He, in the debate, was very forceful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15 and your AK-47.
Yeah, but when he was running for the U.S. Senate statewide in Texas, he was not quite as bombastic about the Second Amendment as he was in these Democrat debates.
Go back to April 2018. It was on a talk show in Texas. And he was asked by one of the hosts, here's the question from the host. I own an AR-15. A lot of our listeners out there own AR-15s. Why should they not have one? Here's what Beto said. To be clear, they should have them. If you purchase that AR-15, if you own it, keep it. Continue to use it responsibly. If you own a gun, keep that gun. Nobody wants to take it away from you. At least I don't want to do that.
Wow. Last year.
Last year, April of 2018. Now, of course, he's saying, hell yes, I'm going to take it. Interesting how fundamental constitutional rights just go out the window on a whim.
Well, when you're trying to stay as left of center as you can because the field you're running against are a bunch of kooks, well, then you change your tune. And that will bite him right clearly in the butt.
It really will. It's just a mess. An absolute mess. And this whole issue of saying that people who have... It's not like AR-15s. It's a point we've made time and time again, but it's not like they jump off shelves and shoot people themselves.
Right.
Just like, you know, when the New York Times last week on the anniversary of 9/11 said, airplanes aimed at the towers. No, the people flying the planes aimed them at the towers.
Right.
And these sickos, these demented people, are the ones aiming them at people. Now, this week, the Trump administration will come out with a gun control, for lack of a better word, plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to look at that when it comes forward. It's probably based off the Toomey-Manchin bill, which was sort of a bipartisan get-together where you expand background checks, but you protect things like family transfers or person-to-person transfers. But you don't have to be a licensed dealer, for instance, to bequeath. I love words like that. Bequeath your firearm, whether it's your AR-15 or your pistol or whatever, or a historical weapon. You don't have to become a licensed dealer in order to bequeath it to your son or your grandson, for instance, which I think is perfectly fine. But it will expand background checks for licensed dealers, for online dealers, these sorts of things. And here's also the thing. For instance, drugs have been illegal in this country for a while. Like, not just kind of illegal, straight up prohibited.
Right.
They've been around, though, that whole time. So the idea that we're going to make something super duper illegal, even if it doesn't work, the first prohibition, I think is absurd. And it's one thing to ban the sale of so-called military-style assault weapons, but they do this trick where the smarmiest guy in politics, Eric Swalwell. I mean, it looks like the guy dips his face in clarified butter in the morning. But he was one of these guys, and I've heard it from a lot of liberals, and I have a lot of friends on the left, but sometimes they get a little kooky, a little cuckoo, where you'll say, well, as Judge Napolitano says famously, the Second Amendment is not there to give you the right to shoot deer. It gives you the right to shoot at the government if it's taken over by tyrants. Mm-hmm. That is the original intention of the Second Amendment. And the left will come back to that, well, you can't win a war against the modern military. We have nukes. So on one hand, they want to say these things are weapons of war on our streets. But if you suggest, well, the reason I have these is to defend our liberties if it comes to that, and I want it to come to that, they say, oh, no way that toy gun that I once called a weapon of war could take on an actual military. So which is it, guys?
Right.
And also, cosmetically, that's the difference. there's some cosmetic differences between, say, an AR and a regular hunting rifle. I find the whole gun conversation very frustrating, but the number one thing that frustrates me, Jack, is this idea that if one or two or three people do something terrible, absolutely tragic, then everybody else must have their freedoms and rights taken away. And we're not even treating them like freedoms or rights anymore. We're treating them like privileges.
Oh, yeah. I know.
It's an absolute shame.
It is.
But I think Beto O'Rourke is a lightweight. I don't understand. Why, from your kind of point of view as a consultant, strategist, why do you think Beto is so popular with the left?
Well, for one thing, I will say this. He's totally energetic, and he's young. He's good-looking. He's a fraud in his name. He's no Hispanic blood in him whatsoever. But that he took on Ted Cruz, which a lot of people see as the, you know, icon of the far right.
Sure.
And he took him on, and actually at one time probably was pretty close to him in the polls in Texas. And it's funny, he's real popular with, and I don't know why, some of these more educated liberals. When I was in Texas last year visiting, I was in Highland Park, which is the real shoo-shoo-y rich part of Dallas.
Okay, yeah, very popular.
A lot of Beto signs and big yards and, a lot of the new money, a lot of Californians are moving to Texas as well. But it really interested me to see that many Beto signs in a very affluent Republican-leaning neighborhood. But, you know, a lot of moderate Republicans don't like the people like Ted Cruz or Rand Paul, even though Rand Paul is more libertarian.
True,
than,
true.
But they don't like the far right, and I don't know if it threatens them or whatever. But I've noticed that in politics in Alabama, the more corporate and wealthy you are, the less likely you are to be a right wing philosoph.
Right. Well, I guess there's more at stake. I've thought about this a while because some people think I'm a right-wing nut. Some people think I'm a lefty. It's the curse of being a libertarian.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I have noticed the so-called country club Republican, if you want to call that, corporate Republicans, another good way. I think they have a lot at stake. There are a lot of interests.
Well, what motivates them is what's going to keep me making money, what's going to keep me, you know, affluent and wealthy.
It's good old-fashioned American pragmatism.
Right. Totally pragmatism.
Yeah.
And I would say the average Alabamian voter is more dogmatic, whereas the corporate executive mainstream, we'll call them mainstream Republicans, the country club, and how they are a little bit more moderate. Well, they're more pragmatic.
And I think it took Trump really beating down the door, but it's amazing how, for all the wailing and gnashing of teeth when Donald Trump was running, once he got in there, and especially once he weathered the early parts of the Russia scandal, he has united Republicans all over this country.
He is a fascinating individual.
He really is.
Particularly a fascinating politician, in that he embodies all that the middle and lower middle class people don't like. He's arrogant. He's filthy rich.
Right. He's gaudy in his wealth.
Yeah, gaudy and, you know, very ostentatious. Yet they relate to him.
Well, he's somebody in a way to look up to. It's like, who doesn't want to be rich?
Because nobody ever questions whether Donald Trump loves his country or not.
Right.
Everybody says, and people like me, you know, I'm total middle class, but I'm like, what's wrong with saying let's put America first?
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
We've had so many people that, I don't want to offend the car makers. I don't want to offend these. He doesn't care. He's like, we're going to get this trade under control. We're going to get our military built back with respect. We're not going to have some wobbly-ass foreign policy that Barack Obama had that nobody knew one minute where he was coming from and the next minute going somewhere else. People respect Trump because he's consistent. He's bombastic. He's direct. He's looking out for number one, and I think people love that.
Yes, and he's a weird, he almost straddles both sides because he talks like a radical. You know, he's always very forceful, straightforward, but he has this sort of pragmatic side to him that for all the bombast, He's usually doing it to get you to pay attention so he can sit down and go, okay, I just said all that stuff. And, let's make a deal.
And people who know him well and you've read articles about this say he has a big heart.
Yes. Oh, I love stories like that about anybody who you think you have some impression with their public persona, but behind the scenes, they quietly help all sorts of people, especially the rich who do that.
And that's why I never understood why the gay community was bowing up about Donald Trump.
Right.
Now, he did come out with this, you know, I'm not sure he liked the, you know, don't ask, don't tell policy and all that, but, you know, he wants our military to be the biggest and best it can be. And I don't know, other than that issue, why gay people would call him racist or sexist. Well, he's kind of sexist.
Well, it's because,
I mean, let's face it.
Well, it's what people have also done on the left for ages. A Republican, I don't care if it's Goldwater or Ford or Nixon or Reagan or H.W. Bush or anybody. They're going to say he's either really dumb or really evil or somehow both. I don't know how somebody's an evil genius and dumb at the same time.
No, absolutely not.
And also all the isms. Racism, sexism, all the phobias that you can throw out there. And let's be blunt. There are people in this world and in this country that fit those categories. But I think when you are constantly trying to shoehorn people into those categories, number one, people are wise to the fact that you don't genuinely care about this. Because many of the same policies, say, on immigration Barack Obama pursued. Like putting these children in cages, so to speak, or in fencing with the blanket. The photos some of the Democrats shared early on were during the Obama era.
Right.
Where was the outrage then? It makes me think that why you call people racist and sexist isn't really to get people to agree.
It's convenient.
Yeah.
But it's used so flippantly that, you know, people don't buy it anymore.
Wise to the game. It'd be one thing if somebody's like, that thing Trump said was really sexist, don't you agree? And people in their honest hearts like, yeah, that Access Hollywood tape was pretty bad. But people are wise to the game. That's not what it is. It's not an honest conversation. It's, yeah, what he said on that tape was really bad, so you can't vote for him, and you have to now have all those policies that from the left that you don't like shoved down your throat. We understand what's going on.
People in this country, I think even Democrats, we're tired of the apology tour that were the 8 years that defined the Obama administration. Apologize for, basically apologize for being an American and loving this country.
Right.
And Trump is like, you know, we're going to bring that back. We're going to make America great again. We're not going to see all these jobs go overseas. Well, we're not going to see people apologizing for having a strong military and everything else. People like that about Trump because in that Washington Post article, he's probably one of the most honest presidents we've ever had.
Right, and even when you can tell he's trying to hide the ball a little bit, he does it in such, like, think of the cup game where the ball is like, you know, which cup is the ball under? He does it in such an obvious way that, oh, look, I'm sneaking the ball into this cup, you don't know. But you do know, because it's obvious what he's doing.
Right.
It's a weird form of honesty that even when he's kind of blowing smoke, you're like, yeah, that's Donnie. This is the best thing I've heard, and it hit me when he called Dan Morris's show when he was running in 2015.
Uh-huh.
I was like, Donald Trump, the way he's talking, and the reason he's reaching people, he sounds like a talk radio caller. He sounds like Donnie from Queens.
Yeah.
Like, not, you know, Donald Trump, Mr. Guy in the Golden Tower or the Ivory Tower. It sounds like just a regular guy who cares about the country and who's willing to entertain all sorts of ideas out there, even if they might be, like, Ted Cruz's dad might have helped kill JFK. Yeah. Like, who took that seriously? But it's a funny thing that honestly sounds like talk radio. And I think it's his number one asset, that he sounds like the everyman. When you can reach people on how they actually communicate, how they actually talk, you're not always literal, you're not using all these euphemisms. For instance, this really hit me, Jack. When he said, we're going to bomb the you-know-what out of ISIS. I was like, whether or not I agree or disagree with the policy, thank you for being straightforward. Because under Obama or W, it would have been, we're assessing with our coalition partners on the ground whether or not kinetic action will have collateral damage and be successful.
Right, right.
Whereas Trump just goes, no, we're going to bomb the crap out of them and some people might die.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
It at least allows you to chew on it without having to, you know, chop through all the euphemism. It's unreal what's happening. And I think that's the most refreshing part. And it's what shocks me about all those folks you mentioned in Texas who had Beto signs in their yard.
Yeah.
Is that's what seems to upset them the most. It's some policies do, of course. That's going to always exist in a partisan world. But they get all upset about the way he talks and his style.
Oh, what do other countries think about us? Who cares?
Yes.
Who cares?
Exactly.
I really don't care what Sweden thinks about the United States. I don't care what Angela Merkel thinks about it. She's the biggest fool, one of the biggest fools in Europe.
Oh, we've been and we're watching you, Germany.
Yeah.
You've messed up before. So yeah. We're watching you.
I mean,
let's go to the phones real quick. You're listening to News and Views 272-9228. Who's this?
Hey, this is East. I've got a quick question for the panel this morning.
All right.
Are you familiar with the movie Dave?
Dave.
Yeah,
vaguely.
It seems like it came out in the early 90s. It's about this poor guy that was a florist that looked just like the President of the United States. And the President of the United States had a stroke and was, they took him down to the secret JFK room or whatever and had him in a hospital and environment and were monitoring him. But they were going to lose him. But they had this guy that was a florist that was, I forget the actor's name, Jack, you probably know. But he just nailed the president. He had a great impersonation, looked like him.
Hmm.
And I'm not saying they're going to do this with Joe Biden, but do you think the Democrats are saying, you know, let's ride in on Joe, and then he gets sick, and then we get our guy in? Does that sound plausible, or am I just kind of reaching?
You know, I don't know. I really want to know. What the establishment thinks about Biden. I think they kind of want to protect him, but I'm not sure you can protect him.
I don't think so.
But from himself.
I don't think so either. And Joey, I'm going to challenge you. Jack, too, get the movie. Watch Dave, the president's wife is Sigourney Weaver. Kevin Kline. Yes, that's it. I was trying to remember. It's one of those rerun movies that my wife and I will watch, even if it's in the middle of, you know, because it's just so intriguing. You know, they're sneaking out of the White House through secret tunnels and all kinds of stuff like that, you know. Stuff that we know is not real, but, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, some of the secret tunnels are real.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it came out in 1993.
93.
Yeah.
Okay, Kevin Kline. Yeah. And he really does a good job. I mean, it was a well-written movie, and the vice president was the guy that played Gandhi. For heaven's sakes, I'm
Ben
Kingsley.
Yeah.
Yes. And that was he has a great American accent, you know, and just one of those little hapless guys, like all of a sudden he's president, you know. And
well, I'll have to check it out, East. I don't think I've seen that.
I think you'll have a lot of fun.
I'll take your recommendation.
Yes. And look, I laughed out loud today. You guys keep up doing what you're doing, okay?
All right, thanks a bunch.
Appreciate it,
Bye-bye.
East. We got to hit a quick break here,
yeah,
Jack.
We do.
We'll be
Our
back.
Phones are working. 272-9228 if you want to call in.
272-9228. What you see, is what you get.
You'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hose, layaways, or returns.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to News and Views with Joey Clark, myself, and Jack Campbell. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing. I'm doing really well.
We're carrying on the best we can.
We are the best we can. It's all we know how is to be the best.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's that class I like.
Yeah, sure. You know it.
You know, I mean this when I say it. I often, you know, you can ask Greg Udell. You're looking good today, Jack.
Well,
all things considered.
Yeah, all things considered. People say your color's good.
Right. Of course, over the weekend, Brett Kavanaugh got into hot water. Well, more lukewarm water. Rehashed accusations and allegations against him. Saudi Arabia was bombed by the Houthis. The Houthi rebels backed by Iran. They used cheap drones. Drones that go for maybe $10,000, $20,000 a pop. 10 of them flew in there, blew up a processing refinery plant that processed half of Saudi Arabia's oil production. It's going to affect 5% of the world's global supply. I was just reading, though, that it might not affect it as much as we think. It might come back online more quickly than we thought. And the concern before this all happened was there might be too much oil on the market, driving the price too far down. Well, so we'll see how that all shakes out. But on the phones now, Jack, is Debbie.
Debbie!
Hey! Hey, good morning!
Debbie, you didn't do that right. You always go, hi!
Oh, my goodness. I am so sorry. Hi, Jack! How are you?
Just be careful where you say that. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, honey. I'm glad you're back.
Well, thank you so much.
It's good to hear from you.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
You bet. And thank you for being on the show. It was awesome getting you back on. I was just going to point out something, and I know everybody knows this, but when Trump was first running for the candidacy, he used I quite a bit. Mm. I will. And then it switched from I to we, and I was so happy when he did that. Whoever, helps him with his speeches and, you know, kind of helps him with the idea of getting out in front of crowds and what have you, whoever did that did a great job, because he has to understand, and he does, I'm absolutely sure of it, that it's not going to be just him getting this done. There's just no way one person can change our country to where it needs to go again, you know, where it might have been at one time. And he's going to have all of us. Well, and it is a we.
We all know that Trump is a bit egomaniacal, and that's a given.
Yeah.
But I have noticed a lot of the we in the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm. And he's great. Uh-huh. He's at his best, Debbie. I think one of the best speeches he did was that last State of the Union. The reason it was good, and I think any person speaking at that level as a president needs to understand this. When you get out of the way and you showcase great heroic stories of everyday Americans, that goes mm-hmm. much further than you talking about yourself. And he shared some incredible stories.
Yes, it gives a person an idea of where they need to go, kind of like the Paul Harvey moment.
Yes.
You know, we hear so many bad stories. I mean, let's face it, that's all the news wants to give us, is how many horrible things have happened today. It's all negative. And I'm surprised anybody can walk around with a half a smile. You know, if you listen to the news each day, you've got to be just depressed as all get out. And it's sad. We should be a happy country. We're better off than most of the world. Why aren't we happy?
Well,
sad thing.
Exactly.
Because we're always being told how terrible it is here. And that's just not right. We have it good compared to so many. I mean, even, you know, five generations ago, I'm doing a thing for my family reunion, and we're getting pictures out from the family from 1800s and early 1900s, and these people had nothing.
I actually read a fascinating little essay on this. It was kind of a provocative title, saying, "Face it, we're all spoiled." And it starts off by saying, you know, there's all this talk of millennials and Gen Z and all these folks being so spoiled with this sense of entitlement. And it's all true, but let's face it, we're all spoiled, especially compared to those folks, those family members you just mentioned, Debbie. Like, I mean, how many of us take for granted that we have pants to put on? I mean, just basic things, clean clothes, general hygiene.
Water.
Like, all the luxuries of modern living, even if you're in the lower income bracket, you are part of... Well, the richest part of world history ever. And I'm not saying you don't have problems, and there are plenty of reasons to complain, and that complaining usually makes us better in the long run. But we also have it pretty good, all things considered. Just how Jack looks great, all things considered, today.
Right. And, you know, another thing I was going to say is I am so proud that we have the president that we have, because it's a refreshing change to have somebody that is honest. I would rather you just come out and tell me what you think, even if it's ugly, and then having to worry about what are you saying behind my back. I just like it when somebody just comes out in your face and says, this is what I'm thinking. I feel it's refreshing. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, Debbie, then I have to confess something. You know, when you were here, this had to be years ago, you were here at News Talk, you were visiting with us, and you gave me a upper back massage down in the kitchen.
Thanks for sharing that.
I was bruised and sore for like 5 days. You got some hands.
I'm sorry. I don't have to do deep tissue, though. But I'm going to tell you, you are nothing but a bundle of tight, tight, tight muscles.
Well, there you go, brother.
Yeah, I'm telling you, but you need to loosen up just a little bit. But anyway, I'm sorry about that. Forgive me. But anyhow, I want to just ask you something. Is Barron gone for good, or is this just temporary? Because I missed the first part of the show. I'm sorry.
I think you should go on his Facebook page and find out.
It's for good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I sure hate that, because I even though I didn't always agree with Barron, he was very interesting. He came out with some really wonderful stories and a lot of interesting things. So it will be sad if he's gone for good, but I'll look it up on the Facebook
check it out.
Page. Okay.
Appreciate
well,
it,
thank you so much, guys. Have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Day.
You too. Well, we got to hit a break here.
Yeah, we do.
Coming back, though, we got more calls. You want to join in on the conversation? 272-9228. You're listening.
Our phones are working in good order, so if you feel like calling, please do.
This is News and Views with Joey and Jack.
Oh! you're going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixings. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hi, folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had better news for you, but the hot weather continues and still no sign of rain for the next several days. Today, very hot with a high temperature up to about 98. Heat index will be into triple digits again. Tomorrow and Wednesday, still hot, still dry. High temperatures near 100 both days. Not quite as hot Thursday and Friday with temperatures around 93 for a high, but still dry. Fall officially begins next Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We'll be right back.
back, folks. Jack's off air telling me how wrong I am, which I am about many things.
But well, I am too.
We're only human.
Oh, that's a song.
It is.
I don't want to wonder if
this is the Humans.
It was indeed.
Yeah, I had that little.
You had that little
oh crap
top
moment.
Top head like my dog when I'll say you want to go outside.
Do I get a treat?
Oh, listen. My dog, is, you know, like I made a joke last week that, you know, he would you see me get my keys, he would think we're leaving.
Yeah.
But now he's when he sees me put on my leg, that's when he thinks we're going somewhere. And it's so funny. I'll be sitting on the edge of the bed and, you know, it really is pretty cool. It takes about 30 seconds.
Gives you a lot of life. As much as of a hassle it is, it's so much fun.
It's funny. And I'll look at him and I'll say, as I did this morning at 6:45, I said, you want to go to daycare? And he literally jumps on the bed. And puts his two front feet on my right thigh.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming in from the right, and he'll stand on my thigh. I'm like, I can't pull up my pants as long as you're standing on my leg. And anyway, but if I say you want to go to daycare, I mean, it's really funny. I've never seen. Well,
and speaking of dogs, I got to see the dog I helped raise for 3 years, the red and fuzzy big booty Buddha, I like to call him. My brother's fox red Labrador retriever, Gimli. He was in town. They brought him up. And
oh, really?
They've been putting him on a diet, so he's looking slim and good and all that. Like, it's great to see that. That dog helped me through.
Do you remember
rough times.
You?
Oh, yeah.
Like, really?
I took care of him like essentially a surrogate parent. It was sad to have my brother move, but, you know, life moves on. He just got married. He's got to live his own life. And I get to see Gimli every once in a while now. But here, speaking of red things, we have Red Top.
Red Top.
Hey, Red Top, what's up? What's shaking?
Good morning, guys. This is a first I've ever heard anybody say, I went to visit the dog I raised. And that puts dog education in a whole new light for me, Joey. I just want you to know that.
Oh, yes.
This is amazing what happened in Saudi Arabia.
It is.
The information you just gave me is the first I heard of that. That was actually executed by small drones.
Yeah, essentially, Saudi Arabia has hundreds of millions of dollars of, you know, air defense systems, you know, ground-to-air stuff, and again, cost hundreds of millions of dollars. These drones cost like 10 grand, 20 grand a pop. So essentially, for 200 grand, they disrupted trillions of dollars worth of an oil supply.
Wow. This puts missile defense in an obsolete... This is a new kind of obsolescence for weapons, isn't it?
It's amazing.
I'm stunned.
It is. No country has yet come up with a way to deal with it. The U.S. military claims they're coming up with something, like either drones that counter it, so you have drone battles in the sky.
But there's got to be. There's got to be. But otherwise, we have any idiot with $20,000. Did you say
$20,000? $10,000 to $20,000. Yeah.
Can cause international havoc.
I know. I love that word, havoc.
This is beyond belief, guys. And the first one I heard this, I'm going, how in the hell does this even happen? And here's something else ironic. How come nobody in the world is even mentioning this but the United States? We're not dependent on their damn oil. We got all the oil we need.
I know.
Why aren't we happy? I understand not being happy about it. But the politics is, this is really gray. It's almost black because all the countries that depend on Saudi Arabia for oil, we don't have peep out of them. Or am I mistaken?
It's more the general disruption of the global market. Though I'm reading here, it may not be as bad as we thought.
No, it's not going to be because, you know, sensationalizing is what news is all about. But still, all these countries that buy oil from Saudi Arabia don't seem to be worried at all about supply disruption. Only the military action.
Well, because they had a glut before this happened, they're worried that if they can't get it back up and running within a few months, there will be an issue.
I know.
Yeah.
But what the hell's going on, guys? Nobody's complaining.
We don't need war with Iran. I don't think that would be good for anybody.
No, but I have. How's this not being even discussed as a plot to raise the price of oil?
Well, fair enough. But that takes a hell of a lot to prove. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to say, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this is a real damn easy way to raise the price of oil.
True.
So there's a lot of funky stuff going on. I'm real suspicious of nobody complaining about this but America, which we don't need that oil. So the only people that don't need the oil are complaining about it. I'm sorry. I'm just left-handed, born on the 13th, raised it. Raised by none.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. Appreciate the call, Red Top.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's the most egregious part is he was raised by nuns. I remember how damn mean they were.
No, it makes sense now. You know, why Red Top is the way he is.
That, you know, they always joke about him hitting your knuckles with a ruler.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that any of that was false.
Well, by the time I came around and went through Catholic school, I didn't have any of that. The nuns were just sweet ladies.
Well, you know where the Montgomery County Courthouse, the new part they built on the corner of Adams and Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be a convent. There were nuns that lived there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here. Let's go
Our ahead. Lady of the Worthless Miracle or something like that. I'm not sure what it was. But I knew a lot of those nuns.
What, they turned white bread into wheat bread?
Yeah. No, there wasn't a health kick back then.
They turned water into sparkling water.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Perrier. Let's go to Smooth Operator. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I just I don't really have anything heavy to add. I've been kind of listening off and on, but I just wanted to call in and say it's always great to hear the familiar voices.
Well, thank you.
And Jack.
Thank you, Smooth. We appreciate that. And you hadn't called in a while, but that I've heard, because I was gone a lot. I hope you'll keep calling in and listening. And anytime you want to share your views, you go right ahead.
10-4 will do. I'm not the best caller in the world. So
that's all right.
We'll practice this, but we'll take a little bit of time.
Yeah, we'll
indeed. That, Jack.
All right. All right. And, you take care of yourself.
I need
man.
Some of y'all sponsors' help, so I'm working on my budget on that.
But, okay. That'd be great.
But I appreciate what y'all do.
Thank you. Right.
Thank you so much.
And very quickly, see, this is on line one. News Talk, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Clint.
Clint, how you doing, Clint? Fella?
Doing good, sir. And you guys, I know you're well. So
we are.
Hey, one thing people need to understand in Saudi, the oil wells, you know, is ran by Americans for the majority. You got Exxon, Mobil, Shell, BP, and there's a lot of Americans that live in Saudi.
Yeah,
and they go to American schools, which is ran by the particular company, you know, Shell, whatever, you know.
Well,
so it's not the Saudis that, as in, you know, we're more involved than the Saudis are.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Oh, for sure.
You know, so I learned that in Dead the Shield and Dead the Storm, so.
And people can come up with all the conspiracy they want, all power to you, but at the end of the day, oil, for now, is the lifeblood of the modern economy and civilization, and there's a reason people want to protect those supply lines. I mean, we can get into who's trying to get ownership rights, these sorts of things, but what nations are taking advantage of it, but oil is key for a reason.
Well, you know, in this country, when we have these bad hurricanes, and you've got all those you've got all those refineries on the coast in Louisiana and Texas.
You're going to have a setback.
That's right. That's right.
You're going to. You can't help it. That's just the way things go.
But I'm thrilled that domestic production is so...
Likewise.
Yeah, is doing so well. And that's the thanks to Donald Trump.
All power to Donald Trump.
Oh, yes, sir. Just like Carl Hollis say, what did he say?
Trump on.
Well, Clint, thanks for the call, man.
Have a good day, guys.
We appreciate it, fella.
Well, we're going out. Another quick break. Show almost over, but stay tuned for this last segment. You might want to hear it, folks. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. This is Joey Clark alongside me,
Jack Dern.
Hey, Dern. Now, I want to play a little game with folks. We only got 4 minutes left here, but who do you think this is?
Mr. Holman, your time is expired.
What does that sound like to you, Jack?
I'm not going to say because I know.
Your time is expired.
Oh, you know. Okay.
Expired.
Your time is expired. Well, here's the whole clip, folks.
I'd also like to apologize to you both for the behavior of some of the members of this committee where they are speaking in profoundly dehumanizing terms to you, and you don't deserve that. I'd like to apologize to you on behalf of the United States of America.
Okay.
Would you like to address
this is Tom Holman.
Any of the
I want to address the last comments made about me being appalling and first of all, I served my country for 34 years. I saved many lives and I ran an agency. Let's be frank on what ICE does. ICE last year took a season of opioids off the streets of this country that could have killed every man, woman, and child in the United States twice. They've arrested thousands of sexual predators that preyed on children. They rescued thousands of children who were victims of predators. They arrested hundreds of women who were victims of sex trafficking. I am proud of the agency in ICE. And what we don't want to talk about is nearly 90% of everybody ICE arrests for immigration violations either have a criminal history or are pending criminal charges when they were found. I mean, they were found in a county jail, which most likely means they weren't a choir boy. So to mismeasure what the work the men and women of ICE do is I find appalling that a member of Congress would withdraw that out there like that. In my 34 years, I've never seen such hate toward law enforcement agency in my life that you want to abolish them rather than doing your job and legislate.
Mr. Holman, your
time
has expired.
If they don't like it, legislate. You can't. If,
Mr. Holman, according to the rules of this committee,
of enacting laws.
Mr. Holman, your time is expired.
That was Tom Holman talking to AOC and taking her to task. And, well.
Was she the one apologizing for everybody who treated him?
Yes.
Well, that was nice, but then again, she cut him off.
Well, no, she was apologizing to other members on the in the committee room, immigrants, for how terrible Mr. Holman is.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's why he went into that impassioned speech there.
I love it.
Tom Holman, who was the director of ICE, I believe, under the Obama administration.
Oh, yeah, who's come out saying Obama was horrible.
Right, it's just ridiculous. Real quick, let's go to Biloxi Gambler. We really only have a minute here, man. What's up?
Sounding great, guys. Programming questions. So you're good to hear you, Jack. Joey, you're going to be on there for till 3 with Dan. Are you going to do the Greg Budell till 6? And what happens after that?
No, I'm not. Greg has got somebody coming in. We're transitioning there, and I believe 6 to 7 will be a replay of the Joey Clark Radio Hour, but that will change at some point as well.
Yeah, I understand. Just wanted a program question because y'all didn't address it so far. But anyway, okay, so you're there till 3, and then after that. Okay, got it.
All right,
thanks.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate your call.
Yeah, no. Very much in a state of flux here, but it feels good, Jack, like we're wearing in these new shoes.
Yeah, well, I have one.
didn't mean to step on your toes.
They're gone. You can step anywhere. No, my little prosthesis has a little fake foot on the bottom of it.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. But my shoes do match.
Well, I like that.
Yeah, of course.
We're doing this pretty well. We're going to do it again tomorrow.
And Stan says maybe we'll get it right one day, you know?
Yeah, one day.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow, bright and early, 9 to noon. News and Views with Joey and Jack.
Dan Morris is next.
Mr. Holman, your time is expired.